under definition, right? Chapter 1. Talking about page 2 of the permission from the department, is that correct?
The next point of question is 1.4, where the minister proposed that we change this clause in which writes the sort of if any conflict relating to the Aramata dialogue within this act arises between this act and the provision of any other law, say the constitution or any act expressing an amendment with that, the provision of the text would be raised. And the editor looked into this and
that's for that one. Can you talk to the one who is the head of the
okay.
You see that one.
what was originally excluded.
In that definition.
One with two things again.
Yes,
that's the thing. And remember, if you recall that we had initially excluded municipalities in that definition as it appears in the Constitution. But we have since agreed to the department that we retain the definition of organ of state as it appears in the Constitution, but the exclusion of the involvement of municipalities under Section 3B is sufficient. This is what we are putting forward. The definition itself, we are fine with the retention of the definition of the organization as it appears in the Constitution. Because we feel that the role of municipality is covered up as a member of the community under Section 13. This is what we're looking for.
Thank you very much. Can I take your question?
The chairman, there's absolutely no reason why there's a particular piece of expression is not very strong.
It says in the case of the department, the officer only We're still under 1.4 chapter, and the elders looked at this issue in line with the hierarchical opinion provided, and also proposed that this clause be amended to read a short. You recall, chapter 10, that we're at a stage where we completely look at that section, but on revision, we are coming up with this amendment. In the set of the classified saving provision, we ask the relief if there is a conflict between provision of the act and the provision of another act, say the provision, or any act that presents amending this act. That's what was expressly amending. In respect of classified state information, it has to raise if there is a conflict between a provision of the text and a provision of another act, or any act that expressly amends the text. That's what you would want to attend to. It's slightly different for us to the ministry of public.
Scrapping one, you have to scrap the whole of 3-2, A and B, and replace it with 3-2.
Thank you. Remember the drawing our attention to the fact that the inclusion of God of the creation in the being has got nothing to do with the disclosure. It's so that they come to that not violating. Rather, this information is there for a simple purpose of protecting it from the altar. In fact, it strengthens the point and it should be in line with the principles we are picked upon. Because it cannot be impossible if we put that in the way. So,
thank you for your indulgence and the patience of the members of the committee. Our view was that, as you know, that valuable information shouldn't be in at all. And that any amendment to kind of start to take into account valuable information actually doesn't work. So that's why I'm changing my mind on if valuable information is set in, then I suppose we run with the
primary view is that we couldn't deal with that. Thank you very much. When they want to apply the and those we have to do the inclusion of the rest among others, so that it can be one of those. But then the ASP is of the view that we retain section 10, subsection 2, A, B, C, D, E, F, L, E. And if there's anything that needs to be reworked, it can be done at a later date. But for now, we're going to retain section 10, subsection 3, A, B, C, D, E, F.
So you don't agree with the inclusion of Amman?
Okay.
What's the view of Adam and
Nathan? Are we saying that what we've already agreed with
that? Thank you very much.
Section 14, subsection 6. Remember there was this content that involved everybody in the police, defense and other citizens to process classified information, etc. We raised to all of the content around that. And we were saying we should not do that. Just people at the final to deal with the classification process and so on. But the department acted very strongly that in the day-to-day life of the department, it's impossible to make that sort of tackle.
Thank you, although I think the confusion is
And the section that is being spoken to is section 14, verse 14, section 6. And what I get the ANC saying is that they don't agree with the consent of the department and remain with the formulation as it stands before us. Father, will you see your support online?
Sure, I must say, I wasn't quite sure what the decision was. I'm sorry, I hope that was the presentation. Jim, one of the difficulties that I'm personally having, I think that other members are having, is the numbering. Unfortunately, we have not stuck to the numbering in the bill. Now we're using numbers on proposed amendments, which we haven't yet agreed to. So that's why there's a confusion. The bill is section 13, not section 6. It's section 13.6.
Yeah.
And I think that was before. And I see the document that says 38 is 14.6, and I go to 14, and no 6. That's the confusion in numbers. Someday I'm with you, and if we maintain the position, then I think there's no problem. The whole question of the bill authorizes the head of the law to set not the government. And then the head of organ may delegate to repeatedly seeing the first well if they will often delegate to the then I think the head of organ would be ruled as not following the if no one next seen it, then at least so there is some ambiguity about what authorized
instead of saying is authorized by any other law. This is what we want to say. We want to insert the word is authorized in terms of the text. Or is authorized by an internal member as shall be provided for in section 4L. Or
Yeah, 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 sir.
can we pass that on? And we'll come to it.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
The department was existing last year. Remember, ANC there on the project, the West Coast that we have known should be made on all the sections except under the section. Then you can see. And the department should have to say that in terms of the work that we have done, I don't think that the West Coast that we have.
No, no. So can I? Can I request the honor of that for now? I'm coming to this argument, but for now, remember we are reflecting on the alpha issue of the body. The department requested that the rest, because previously, under the 6, we never amended, but we have amended under the 7 and the 8. Yeah. And the department is saying, put it back, and the ANC says, no. Under the 7 and the 8. That's what we want to hear your views on.
We agree.
No.
We agree.
That was the last one, right? Yes, under section 6, the slash omission there, under the heading, that's the amount of the part of the heading saying, we are proposing that the heading should read as the amount related offense. So in terms of being, we are making to the original criminal formulation of the thing, okay? You want, I don't remember, on my left. So now, that thing, you can change how it is being omitted. I will allow you to comment on it.
The original
bill.
I'm sitting here with the original
bill,
not like you are.
Can you read it there for me?
No. For the right, like any other law, full stop.
Okay. So
the new formulation is authorized in terms of this act. I think the point is to support that. However, it is authorized by an internal mechanism that shall be provided for inspection before air. And then the last, the team will just move Section 10 and remain Section 37. That's why I'm saying they are managed to collect the team. Right? Target the inspection at one point. We are clear of that. Any other thing that we did not change. Those that the AMC have reflected on and they are free and others are free, I think we should not speak to. But if there is any other thing from the rest of other things that the department rate that we want, that the AMC has reflected on that we want to share, can you raise it now? None. Thank you very much. Now, one of the members, I'm going to then propose that we are done with the issue raised by the department last week. And what is left before us, if I'm correct, also guiding me, is the document, some of this document, the one that the Honorable Bishop is doing, reflecting on, before, the one that was adopted, which contains the areas we agree and that we on and all those things. Yeah, that's what I think. We all have
They didn't like the wording of that, of the Labour Relations Act that was written instead. And they decided that's where it came from. The department came up with a suggestion on the Labour Relations Act. 1-4. So the Labour would agree to the deletion of clause 1-4.
Yeah.
One said 1-4 was deleted altogether, the amendment now proposed was whatever. Oh. Hang on, sorry. In respect to classified state information, this Act prevails here as a conflict between the provision of this Act and the provision of another Act, save the Constitution or any Act expressly amending the Act. The DA doesn't want that. The DA wants to move it out.
And the NC, what is that?
The NC, this, and it's slightly different from what the NC says. The minister has suggested something slightly different.
What is the outcome if there's 1-4 remains to leave?
No. The DA wants to be deleted. We can agree with that.
You've been sent to, yes, by another chairman then.
It looks as Gershon may have zipped up the bacon.
Oh, Gershon
is a I'm just typing it on top.
So am I. Can we just confirm what happened to them before then? That the AP has come up with a new proposal.
Let me show you what. I'm just checking. I think the people are actually having 1 pound.
And they want us to need to do it, department to propose something similar to the Labour Relations Act. Can I just check what you've got? There's the wording. So in respect of classified state information, this Act prevails because of the conflict between the provision of this Act and the provision of another Act, save the Constitution or any Act expressly amending the Act. Here it is. Okay.
You don't have another copy of
it? I do have a bunch of things that are a little bit tricky.
But do you want to take it from here? If you want to move on to
right,
other
so I'll get that from you.
Yeah.
You can look at it.
So apart from that, was there anything before that that said something?
No, only definition. Between. Hang on, sorry. After the Act.
And
the provision of another Act. Third Constitution, or any Act expressly amending this capital A.
I got from where they were talking about those 14.6.
They agree.
So that would be the
Parliament power.
Yeah. fact.
Have you got the wedding there? Could I see that what I've got? Because I didn't get it all. I've got the procedure to be followed and the manner in which something officials. Is it employees official?
So I need to go back to the stuff before I can. Could I just quickly recap those the things and then end it back to you?
Let me know if you don't have some time. Because as I say, I'm talking to my phone, so I can't leave the office.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
I keep trying to understand
the person who did pick up information. Prosecutor could actually prosecute them with the information, so if you try charging.
Okay, I'll keep getting this part of the 54L, but that just sets out the way somebody should go about in the closing.
It's not an ordinary whistleblower or media that can be a voice for the government. And then they just changed the targeting by rewording and putting in extra.
I think the news says they wouldn't get back.
This is the difficult reasons anyway.
I don't think it's
terribly important.
I think it's a celebration.
You should email me. Okay. Yeah. But they keep changing it. That's the trouble. They're going to be putting up some more changes now, I think, as well.
They're giving me definition of test tonight. Head of Organa say they agree with the department. Okay. The retaining the definition of organ state was a business of
constitution.
Okay, is it all the municipalities covered under
he was objecting to that, but it seems that it's a problem with the menu. Head of the organ of state, reference to induction of oversight act. Okay, 1.4 was originally deleted. Minister wanted something in, and she now come up with a different with a different wording. Okay, DA doesn't want it.
Clause 3, the deeming provision,
is that deleted the power of the chairman of the parliament and the minister, because there's that thing of having two and third, quickly approve the application. Which is slowly coming out.
Well, they didn't get them, except
that this is it. Because remember the minister put in a suggestion for the two uncommon labour relations. They didn't
So basically, the appeal is
they changed the wording slightly.
but I don't remember what the original wording was. Right. Before the department executive was.
But anyway, so can you know
it doesn't refer to Chapaya, it refers to a tradition of another.
So this is the conflict
between the provision and the provision of another act. Says the constitution, except if it's constitutional in the act, it's supposed to be amendment. So in other words, we get state information amendment bill, then obviously the original will not prevail, it'll be amendment bill will take over. And if constitution, if it's direct constitution, then it will prevail. You don't know the problem. As the people, the ministers, the ministers, never going to come.
So this is what the minister is saying. Well, why they deserve to get their opinion,
which is not what other people are saying. She should call me the
final article. Guess we have to take it there and hope we don't get discussed.
I'm sure that what can happen anyway. I mean, somebody can take it.
Not for them. I think that the need to leave.
I would suggest, because we have agreed that we must push today and finish. That's what we have finished. And that is the So, I have requested the Secretary here that all the issues that we have agreed upon today, we find a way so that I can also assist you guys that we mesh to this particular block that I have. And because we have agreed, we have made tremendous progress in terms of agreement and all. And that goes straight to this work on that, including where we there will be completely no new flag, what on our map, what we are going to do, and that is where we need to be offensive. And whatever that's going to be, we are going to do, and that will be very nice. So I thought I explained this to you. Not necessarily a summary of what is being said to be said. We want a document, a summary of all the proceedings, all those costs that we have agreed upon, all of them, be listed in one document, including those fees that there will be settlement. That will include today's meeting. Which will be the fee of this document for that thing in this meeting. And then that goes straight to those areas that would have been highlighted as not being agreed upon. And if you don't agree, you agree that you're going to vote on that. Honourable Nabila and Honourable Gandhi.
That would lead us to voting and everything. People give us a review, whatever the point is that we know it anyway, we keep our way. But we take all the things that are in the document into the bill itself now. So that when we proceed in the particular process, we are able to see that in terms of this challenge, this is what the agency is, we have no opportunity to push to every vote. All the areas that we have agreed upon, we don't even touch. We don't even touch those of agreed upon. But that's how the spirit then assists us to finalize the particular measure. Because definitely we can go through the process now. At the end of the day, we still need the spirit. Even if we say we are free, at the end of the day, we still need that for us to go through the finalize. And that's the only point I'm trying to raise here and indicate that. Yes, there's a lot of issues that you have to on. Because the reason of the matter is, we can't leave things as they are. There are new proposals that came out today. We need a warning so that we can reach exactly what we are saying. So that when we adopt, we don't adopt something different, we adopt exactly. Let me leave it there because I was just initiating my understanding. Going through this process.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because we need to reach weight by weight, sentence by sentence. You know? Because if we don't have, because that's an A, or an N, can change the whole sentence, can change the whole meaning of what we want it to mean. And that's when I'm trying to say. That's not what we want in front of us so that we can do that. But for the area, I agree with you. We can go through whatever process, but at the end of the day, the direction must come so that we have to, now we have the agreement, we can move on and deal with
it.
I agree with what Mr. Bernante is saying, I'm not telling him how she
is.
Of me, oh, Bernante, yeah, thank you very much.
But you see, Chair, the reason why I agree with it, we were there to adopt it. We were there. Then the department came and put everything aside. Everything was up, is upside down now. They have agreed we were close to each other as people on the we could have finished long ago. Now, let me come to this one. Chairman, we can do this. From Kota, we are ready to go on it. We can go to me. Because what the chief would be saying, and I agree again, the things that we are not going to agree with, the things that we will agree with, let's go through it. We are ready to vote on them. Thank you. Bearing in mind, all of us, that we only have until the end of this month to submit our support now. Hello, Joe.
Chairperson, maybe if anyone, maybe the chief can help with a program. We don't have the program.
No, I just wanted to ask you, in our program, we don't have a meeting program at our committee for the project today. So that's what we wanted to do today. Thank you.
because tomorrow starts the commitment. I think that she was just because of this lifetime is being very
different. Kumar is Kunda. You're not going to don't ask Kumar Kunda the why you make a
suggestion. Yeah, I propose that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think every one of us here wants to see us coming to the end of this ad hoc committee by doing the things in a process expected. My proposal against what was proposed just now for Tuesday is that we meet on Friday morning. If there was waiting.
The time is for Friday because the time is for the meeting on Friday. The first committee on Friday, so and most members here have been able to do it. So we can just send that for the Quran. All of them, Orlando and Orlando. Help me out, please. That's the end of the program. You can't spend a lot of time on this.
Okay.
concerned if you have to, if you're out ground talking rather than push, but let me just put it to you this way. We will not be in a position to vote until we have put the form of balance amendment to your court. So the earliest we can possibly present them as a full job and Prime Minister Bashir and Corbett Chair, it would be on Thursday morning. Failing which, if we have to be following, we really do have a problem of going to vote. Deliberation is one thing, we put our views across, but there's a final corporate position that each of us forgot is required to have, and I'm not mandated to take up a final position at this stage, particularly given me the proposed changes that have come up.
Hello, Gordon.
I agree with Mr. Lee, they don't require focus, but what we are discussing now is not the vote fund. Let us admit, it's not the vote. We want to clear everything and tell a document that is ready to be voted for. And that will just tell the one that he will be taking it for. Thank you.
Hence, we want this meeting that will protect the place where that vote comes. Be done as soon as possible. Given the fact that we only have until the 2nd of this month, on November. So, if we have that understanding, I'm pleading with you. What makes it so difficult for us to meet between today and Thursday?
Nothing makes it difficult as long as we are through by 5 p.m. tomorrow. We have a party engagement and we will not be able to change that.
So, I remember that one thing that the